friend of mine sent me something via email recently that was entitled When I'm on My Knees by someone named Melanie Chitwood. I've never heard of her, but I thought her words were compelling. Taken from 1 John 1:9, that often quoted verse, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Melanie Chitwood writes regarding that particular verse, bending down with a rag in my hand, I wiped the coffee spills off the kitchen floor. And then my eye caught the spills that dribbled down the cupboard door. I'm surprised I haven't seen that before, I thought to myself as I continued to clean. Okay, I'll just spend some time on my knees on this kitchen floor. Wow, there's more dog hair down here than linoleum. And there's that ball the boys have been looking for. See, I thought I had thoroughly cleaned the kitchen, but on my knees I could see many things I had never seen before. And then I realized that's how it is in my prayer life. Whether I'm literally on my knees or sitting in my big chair, as I usually do when I pray, I'm often amazed to see how my perspective changes in prayer. A quiet time of humbling ourselves before the Lord will allow him the time to reveal anything that doesn't please him. Psalm 139 says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts and see if there's any hurtful way in me. And Lord, lead me in the way everlasting. My friend, when we see the dirt in our lives, we need to make sure we don't move to self-condemnation, but instead take the step God desires for us, and that's confessing our sin to the Lord. Would you say that there's something, sir, something, ma'am, that has happened, maybe even today, yesterday, this week, that you knew it when you were doing it? It wasn't your best. It wasn't what God was calling you to be. See, you and I have such a limited view of what we're to become in this life. But God has made us. May I personalize that for you? God has made you, my friend, in his image. When we come to understand whose we are, not just who we are. See, the world would have you to know who you are, where you came from. No, God would have you to know whose you are and where you're headed. And when we see the dirt in our lives, we know it doesn't please the Lord, but it shouldn't please us because God wants us to be so much more. We need to take that step that God desires, confessing our sins to the Lord. And it's important, isn't it, to recognize the sin grieving our Holy Father. And he did something so amazing. He sanctified us by sacrificing his precious Son for how you and I have blown it. And we need to call sin what it is. It's not a bad habit. It's not a bad choice or a mistake. Hey, sin is sin. It's falling short of God's greatest for you, for me. It's rebellion. It's independence from God. We take matters into our own hands. You say, well, Duke, that sounds kind of preachy. You know what? The truth is what sets us free, my friend. By Christ's death on the cross, Jesus has already made provisions for God to forgive us. But now then, confessing our sins. Remember the girl that got down on the kitchen floor? And she began to see some things from that perspective that she'd sort of glossed over. My friend, being honest with God about our sin causes us to discover a great treasure. He loves us just as we are. And at the same time, he wants to transform our character to be like his. And Heavenly Father, I pray for myself. I pray for my friend listening in right now that we would just come before you. We'd get down on our knees. Whether we physically do that or whether we're physically challenged and need to just sit silently before you for a moment and to say, God, you've gone to great expense to redeem us. You've gone to great expense to buy us back from the wrong road, to put us on the straight way to heaven. Now then, Lord, help us. Help us to be transformed. When we blow it, let us really come to you and say that we have sinned. Not that we just erred or made a mistake or forgot. No, let's call it what it is so that you can deal with it and help us to become better, that we might be more effective in winning others to you. We ask it to your glory, God. In Jesus' name, amen.